Clear and Easy, Book Number 9, Coronary Heart Disease. This booklet is published by Sky Park Publishing. Do you have health questions? Call Molina Healthcare's Nurse Advice Line at 888-275-8750 or TTY 866-735-2929. We encourage you place the Nurse Advice phone number on all your home phones. Your cell phone. Add us to your list of contacts. Your purse or wallet. Refrigerator door. Bedroom nightstand. In your medicine cabinet and in easy-to-reach places. For New Mexico members, you may also call UNMSCI Nurse Advice at 877-725-2552. We also encourage you to keep the following important numbers. Your providers. A family member, a neighbor. Molina Healthcare offers programs to help members stay healthy. These health and wellness programs are at no cost to you. They are part of your benefits. Programs include asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, diabetes, heart health, pregnancy support, and stop smoking. Molina Healthcare uses different ways to identify members for these programs. These include information from claims, pharmacy, or other health programs. You are eligible for one or more of these programs. The choice is yours. Our providers, nurses, and other staff are here to help you learn about your health. You can talk with them by phone to get answers to your questions. You can also get more information such as a newsletter or booklet. Our staff can help you stay in touch with your healthcare provider. They can help you understand your treatment. They can also help you if you have any problems. You are part of one of these programs. Call us if you would like more services. Your healthcare provider can call us too. The number to call is 866-891-2320. You can choose to be removed at any time. We look forward to helping you stay in good health. This booklet is available in another language, large print, braille, or audio format. Please call the member services number at 888-665-4621. To get the format you need. Table of Contents, Clear and Easy Book 9, Coronary Heart Disease, CHD. This audio format will include the following topics. Introduction: What is CHD? Symptoms, causes, complications. What you can do to feel better. What's your salt intake? How to read a food label, when to see your provider, support and resources. Introduction: You and your provider can work together to help you be as healthy as you can be. This booklet gives you some quick tips on what you can do to manage coronary heart disease, or CHD. You should not use this booklet in place of what your healthcare provider tells you. If you have problems with your health, be sure to see your provider, or primary healthcare provider, for treatment. For questions about medicine or health concerns, you can call your provider. If your health plan has a nurse advice line, you can call them too. If you don't feel well, they can help you decide what to do. You may have someone who helps you with your healthcare. You must give permission to your provider or case managers to talk to this person about your care. This booklet is to help you. It does not take the place of your health provider's care. If you or your family has an emergency, you should call your health provider. Or, go to the nearest emergency room. What is CHD? Coronary heart disease, CHD, is a heart condition. The arteries and veins that bring blood to your heart have become narrow. Plaque has built up in the arteries and veins that feed your heart. Plaque can form from fat, cholesterol, calcium and other things in your blood. It gets hard over time. When the arteries are narrow, your heart can't get as much oxygen. This can cause chest pain, angina. If the artery gets blocked all the way, it will cause a heart attack. Other names for this condition are coronary artery disease, or atherosclerosis. Symptoms of CHD can be really different. Some people may not feel anything at all. Symptoms to look out for are chest pain, angina, shortness of breath, feeling tight or heaviness, and, or other pain or burning in the arms, neck or jaw. It's important to know that some people have different symptoms than others. Some may have no symptoms. It is possible to have a heart attack without having a lot of these symptoms. causes the cause of CHD is a buildup of plaque. This happens when there is a lot of fat and cholesterol in the blood. There are things that increase the chance of CHD. These are smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lack of exercise, diabetes, stress, age, and or others in your family have CHD. Complications. Heart failure can be a serious disorder. It can get worse if you are sick or have other stress. CHD can also cause congestive heart failure. This happens because the heart is not getting enough blood and oxygen. It is very important to take good care of yourself. What you can do to feel better. Do not smoke. Take your medications exactly as your doctor tells you. Eat a low-fat, low-cholesterol diet. Keep blood pressure under control. Try to limit salt. Stay active. Exercise at least 30 minutes a day if you can. Lose weight if you are overweight. Get enough rest. And, or, get support from a mental health counselor, healthcare team, support group, your church or friends and family. They can give you new ideas. They can also join you in your healthy lifestyle. Watch your salt intake. If you have high blood pressure, you need to limit salt. You can learn how to limit salt in your diet. Look for foods that are labeled low sodium, sodium-free, no salt added, or unsalted. Check the total sodium content on food labels. Be careful with canned, packaged and frozen foods. Some have lots of salt. Don't cook with salt. Don't add salt to what you are eating. Try pepper, garlic, lemon or other spices instead. Some spice blends may have salt or MSG. Also, some foods are naturally high in sodium. Stay away from these: anchovies, bacon, sausage, ham, nuts, cured meats, hot dogs, bologna, salami, olives, pickles, soy sauce, tomato juice, sauerkraut, Worcestershire sauce, cheese and vegetable juice. If you eat out, have your food steamed or grilled. You can also bake, boil and broil food. Avoid adding salt, sauce or cheese. Use oil and vinegar on salads. Or, try lemon juice. Also eat fresh fruit or sorbet when having dessert. How to read a food label. The nutrition facts label helps you determine the amount of calories and nutrients in one serving of food. Nutrients include fats, carbohydrates, protein, vitamins and minerals. It also includes sodium and protein. This information helps you know whether you're eating a proper diet. Calories. Watch your calories if you are trying to lose or maintain your weight. You can use the labels to compare products to see which have fewer calories. To find out how many calories you need each day, talk with your provider. Total fat. Total fat tells you how much fat is in a food per serving. It includes fats that are good for you, such as mono and polyunsaturated fats. It also includes fats that are not so good, like saturated and trans fats. Mono and polyunsaturated fats can help to lower your blood cholesterol and protect your heart. Saturated and trans fat can raise your blood cholesterol. This can increase your risk of heart disease. Sodium. Sodium, or salt, does not affect blood glucose levels. However, many people eat more sodium than they need. Table salt is very high in sodium. There is also hidden salt in many foods like cheese and salad dressings. Canned soups and other packaged foods are also high in salt. Use herbs and spices in your cooking instead of adding salt. Adults should aim for less than 2300 mg per day. If you have high blood pressure, it may be helpful to eat less. Total carbohydrate. Carbohydrates can raise your blood sugar. Look at the grams of total carbohydrate, rather than the grams of sugar. Total carbohydrate on the label includes sugar, complex carbohydrate and fiber. Carbohydrate includes milk and fruits. Some food has no natural or added sugar but has a lot of carbohydrate. Fiber is part of plant foods that is not digested. Dried beans, like kidney or pinto beans, fruits, vegetables and grains are all good sources of fiber. Try to eat 25 to 30 grams of fiber per day. This goes for everyone, not just people with diabetes. List of ingredients. This list helps you spot things to avoid, like coconut oil or palm oil. The ingredient list is also a good place to look for healthy ingredients like olive or canola oils. Look for whole grains like whole wheat flour and oats. When to see your provider regularly. Take all your medicines with you. Be sure to call if you don't feel well or are having chest pain. Take your medicines the way your provider tells you. Take them even when you are feeling well. Call your provider if you aren't sure how to take your medicine. Get refills before they run out. Tell your provider if you can't afford to buy your medicines. Call your provider if you have chest pain. You feel short of breath. You feel burning or heaviness in your chest, arms or jaw. You have new or unexpected symptoms. And go to the emergency room if you experience crushing chest pain, fainting or rapid heartbeat. Support: many people with CHD have other health issues. These can include CHF, COPD, stroke, diabetes, osteoporosis, depression and cancer. Coping with these issues can be hard. You may be stressed or become depressed. It's different for every person. People who help take care of others can also be stressed. It can be hard to keep up with a treatment plan. Some people don't understand what they need to do. Family members may disagree with a treatment plan. There can be financial problems. Sometimes people feel fear or anxiety, even depression. Alcohol and other substance abuse can occur. Tell your family and friends how you feel. Let them know how they can help you. It's okay to ask for help if you are having any of these problems. Your treatment team can help you. Talk to your provider or case manager. Joining a support group can help too. The back of this booklet gives names of places where you can get help. How can family or friends help? You may have someone who helps you with your healthcare. They can help remind you to take your medicines, help you buy and prepare healthy foods, take a walk with you, and go to provider visits with you. Sometimes it helps when someone else hears what your healthcare provider says. You must give permission to your providers and case managers to talk to this person about your care. Resources: National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. Phone number 301-592-8573. http://www.nhlbi.ne.gov/health/health-topics/topics/cad/ American Heart Association. Phone number 800-242-8721. http://www.heart.org/heart-or-conditions-more/my-heart-and-stroke-news-coronary-artery-disease. The ABCs of CAD, UCN 436416. Article JSP, American Academy of Family Physicians, familydoctor.org patient education site. Phone number 800-274-2237. http://familydoctor.org/familydoctor/end-diseases-conditions-coronary-artery-disease. HTML 2011. Skid Park Publishing LLC 3637280217868. Notes. 00 Notes.